Find it content, look at the URLs of the following links, http://stephen-graves.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /webdomains/sbcounty.gov/index/webdomains/sbcounty.gov icon name last. Modified size description, dir, parent directory. DIR, it grew up conflict resolution system presentation / the 8th of March 2018 1651, DIR, court authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities / the 8th of March 2018 1623, DIR, state authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities / the 8th of March 2018 1555. IMG, at Realuphuman Mission Badge, issued to sbcounty.gov.jpg the 8th of March 2018 1731 105k http://stephen-graves.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /webdomains/sbcounty.gov/@realuphuman%20mission%20badge%20%20issued%20to%20sbounty.gov.jpg http://jonathan-arellano-jackson.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /webdomains/sbcounty.gov/@realuphuman%20mission%20badge%20%20issued%20to%20sbounty.gov.jpg. Forwarded message, from, realuphuman.net date Thursday, March 8, 2018 at 12:30 p.m. Subject, forwarded message, Transparency International, how corrupt is your country? On scale 0 to 100 where 0 equals most corrupt, United States of America ranks 18. I want to change my United States citizenry to develop my technology as a fair and equitable country like New Zealand score 89. 2. Stephen it grew up hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Graves, hash jonathan.arellano-jackson, hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. CC, enable it on.org, James Driscoll, Mr. Graves, therapist at Phoenix Community Counseling, San Bernardino County Department of Behavior Health, along with county employed public defender Jonathan Arellano Jackson, public defender who has the court obligation to see that my rights as a person with disabilities are enabled fully wisdom wise, not theoretically enabled but really fully enabled. What this means as far as email must be respected and also enabled, as well as all content links must be followed up. As respected as a fully participating member of our society. Reference, http://stephen-graves.fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag patapo/webdomains/wp.sbcounty.gov/see below. On YouTube there is a playlist, at grew up conflict resolution system presentation 8 videos 24 views updated 7 days ago, me and my entire family here on peace building website 3260 Grande Vista San Bernardino CA 92405 have been down sick. I missed my appointment of psych doctor yesterday due to this illness. http://grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site/the-little-one, Shane, who is in elementary school at Davidson Elementary, has been out of school going on 2 full weeks. Most of all my peace building work has been placed on hold. This home has been in the Driscoll family since I was age 5 and went to Davidson Elementary. I used to be able to walk to Davidson for kindergarten class, did you know? Another generation is growing up in this household that will not be ignored to the changes of the future that is happening as we speak. There are several emails that are in your name but were directed to a wrong email address. This one forwarding here is one that I want your immediate response to, as our counseling sessions relates to trust. How can I trust a system that is foundational more corrupt than not if you take the Transparency International score of 18 on a scale of 0 to 100 where 100 is best and 0 is worse. 18 is the United States. You have been squirming attempting to not empower my rights as persons with disabilities per the United Nations Enable Convention on Rights with Persons with Disabilities. You think an ACT the same as all of the other corrupted persons that I have had to deal with for over 10 years. How can I trust you when you are internal of them and not a part of Peace Building US? It grew up 2018 great reasons as will unite peace therapist, Phoenix community, counseling you have been included to hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, and there is no opt-out option to this space on the web. One bad makes all look bad. This interface on my trust building network is to eventually replace Jonathan Arellano Jackson, defense attorney in the state and court authority enforcement of legally pressing my rights as persons with disabilities forward, even though you apparently will not come willingly. http://jonathanarellanojackson.gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons this will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference /meme/meme/%23chromobone good/index of /meme/meme/hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, /court authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities icon name last. Modified size description, DIR, parent directory. DIR, /Jonathan.Arellano-Jackson/10/February/2018 644, DIR, UN Enable, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities _ files /10/February/2018 414. TXT, UN Enable, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities -.htm 10/February/2018 413 9.2k, Will I Get a Fair Trial, I Expect a Kangaroo Court.org 16/February/2018 1723 4.3m http://stephen-graves.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference /meme/meme/%23chromobone the good /dir, state authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities /8/March/2018 1431 index of /meme/meme/hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, /state authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities icon name last. Modified size description, DIR, parent directory. DIR, /Stephen.Graves/Graves@dbh.sb.county.gov/8/March/2018/1431, DIR, UN Enable, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities _ files /8/March/2018/1431, TXT, UN Enable, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities -.htm. 10/February/2018 413 9.2k binded contents, look at the URLs on this page, specific topics in this light red are just theoretically rights not granted rights so far offered to me for over 10 years. Starting with eviction case WGO62661/06 skip navigation links sitemap, about us, FAQs UN Program on Disability Working for Full Participation and Equality Guiding Principles of the Convention. There are 8 guiding principles that underlie the Convention and each one of its specific articles, a, respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons, b, non-discrimination, c, full and effective participation and inclusion in society, d, respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity, e, equality of opportunity, f, accessibility, g, equality between men and women. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. A. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. Each person is entitled to make their own choices, and be assisted in doing so when necessary. B. Non-discrimination. Non-discrimination is a fundamental concept of all human rights law, and is found in all human rights conventions. Discrimination is impermissible both in direct and indirect forms. For example, it is direct discrimination for an employer to refuse to employ someone on the basis of their disability, provided that person can perform the job with reasonable accommodations provided by the employer. It is indirect discrimination, for example, if during voting for elected officials, accessible ballots are not made available for persons with visual impairments. Society must make reasonable accommodation for persons with disabilities. Failure to provide reasonable accommodation is a form of discrimination. Reasonable accommodation means that adjustments and modifications to the environment should be made, in order to allow persons with disabilities to exercise the same rights and freedoms as others. C. Full and effective participation and inclusion in society. There are different levels on which participation of persons with disabilities is addressed in the Convention. 1. Participation is a guiding principle underlying the entire Convention and its specific Articles 2. Ensuring the maximum participation in all activities of persons with disabilities is an obligation of the state and of the society. 3. Participation is a right which persons with disabilities have a legal right to claim. Why is participation important? Full participation in all aspects of society is important in order to empower individuals to fulfill their potentials as citizens and contributing members of their communities. D. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. E. Equality of opportunity. F. Accessibility. The concept of accessibility is specifically addressed in Article 9, but it is also a guiding principle of the Convention. This convention marks the first time that accessibility is mentioned in an international human rights instrument, and it is defined within the convention a highly comprehensive manner. It is not sufficient to only bestow rights to persons, but it is also necessary to ensure that persons can feasibly access and enjoy what is bestowed by these rights. Without access, rights are only theoretical. When thinking of accessibility, one often thinks of providing ramps to buildings for wheelchair users. However, accessibility goes much further than wheelchair ramps. Society must ensure access to things such as roads, public transportation systems, pedestrian signs, public facilities, schools, hospitals and clinics, housing, workplaces, information and communication, websites, telephone systems. When one stops to think about it, one begins to realize how much of society is inaccessible to significant portions of its members. The concept of accessibility as defined in the convention is part of the paradigm shift that the convention represents in the evolution of thinking of development and disability. G. Equality between men and women. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. Home, sitemap, about us, FAQs, contact us. United Nations, 2007, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, Division for Social Policy and Development. Skip navigation links. Sitemap, about us, FAQs, UN Program on Disability. Working for full participation and equality. Guiding principles of the convention. There are 8 guiding principles that underlie the convention and each one of its specific articles. A. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. B. Non-discrimination. C. Full and effective participation and inclusion in society. D. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. E. Equality of opportunity. F. Accessibility. G. Equality between men and women. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. A. Respect for inherent dignity. Individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. Each person is entitled to make their own choices, and be assisted in doing so when necessary. B. Non-discrimination. Non-discrimination is a fundamental concept of all human rights law, and is found in all human rights conventions. Discrimination is impermissible both in direct and indirect forms. For example, it is direct discrimination for an employer to refuse to employ someone on the basis of their disability, provided that person can perform the job with reasonable accommodations provided by the employer. It is indirect discrimination, for example, if during voting for elected officials, accessible ballots are not made available for persons with visual impairments. Society must make reasonable accommodation for persons with disabilities. Failure to provide reasonable accommodation is a form of discrimination. Reasonable accommodation means that adjustments and modifications to the environment should be made, in order to allow persons with disabilities to exercise the same rights and freedoms as others. C. Full and effective participation and inclusion in society. There are different levels on which participation of persons with disabilities is addressed in the convention. 1. Participation is a guiding principle underlying the entire convention and its specific articles. 2. Ensuring the maximum participation in all activities of persons with disabilities is an obligation of the state and of the society. 3. Participation is a right which persons with disabilities have a legal right to claim. Why is participation important? Full participation in all aspects of society is important in order to empower individuals to fulfill their potentials as citizens and contributing members of their communities. D. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. E. Equality of opportunity. F. Accessibility. The concept of accessibility is specifically addressed in Article 9, but it is also a guiding principle of the convention. This convention marks the first time that accessibility is mentioned in an international human rights instrument, and it is defined within the convention in a highly comprehensive manner. It is not sufficient to only bestow rights to persons, but it is also necessary to ensure that persons can feasibly access and enjoy what is bestowed by these rights. Without access, rights are only theoretical. When thinking of accessibility, one often thinks of providing ramps to buildings for wheelchair users. However, accessibility goes much further than wheelchair ramps. Society must ensure access to things such as roads, public transportation systems, pedestrian signs, public facilities, schools, hospitals and clinics, housing, workplaces, information and communication, websites, telephone systems. When one stops to think about it, one begins to realize how much of society is inaccessible to significant portions of its members. The concept of accessibility as defined in the convention is part of the paradigm shift that the convention represents in the evolution of thinking of development and disability. G. Equality between men and women. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. Home, sitemap, about us, FAQs, contact us. United Nations, 2007, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, Division for Social Policy and Development. Forwarded message from realuphuman.net. Date Thursday, March 1, 2018 at 7:48 p.m. Subject, Transparency International, How Corrupt Is Your Country? On scale 0-100, where 0 equals most corrupt, United States of America ranks 18. I want to change my United States citizenry to develop my technology as a fair and equitable country like New Zealand. Score 89. 2. Hash Jonathan.Arellano-Jackson, hashtag Cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Stephen at Rilapuman at Grew Up Graves Therapist San Bernardino County Phoenix Community Counseling CC Terry hash Cromobone dash the dot bad clinkheart Rachel hashtag Cromobone L Griffin view in browser with video link https://slash/program/counting-the-costs/2018/02/corrupt-country-18022410362959596.html How corrupt is your country? A look into Transparency International's latest report on corruption around the world. The 25th of February 2018 6:14 Greenwich Mean Time Business and Economy, Corruption, United States, Panama Papers, Middle East Despite efforts to tackle corruption around the world, progress is still frustratingly slow, according to the latest report from Transparency International. Its annual Corruption Perception Index reveals some alarming trends. It shows public service corruption is still a huge problem for two-thirds of the world's economies. The report uses a scale of 0 to 100 to rank countries, 0 is highly corrupt and 100 is very clean. Syria, South Sudan and Somalia rank lowest with scores of 14, 12 and 9 respectively. New Zealand comes out on top but with a score of 89. The best performing region is Western Europe with an average score of 66, while the worst performing regions are Sub-Saharan Africa and Eastern Europe and Central Asia. What we see happening in the US is the growing awareness of the influence of money in politics, of the capacity of powerful interests to influence politics through campaign donations. Through lobbying. So there's growing awareness about the influence and the negative effect that this has on politics and through that on the lives of everyday people, so this is definitely one of the reasons of concern in the US right now. Max Haywood, money laundering expert, Transparency International. Max Haywood, a money laundering expert at Transparency International, says the index we published shows that out of 180 countries around the world, two-thirds of them are below the midpoint of the scale, so scoring below 50 points. This means that they have severe to quite considerable corruption risks in these countries. What this means is that the promises the governments have been making in the last years, signing up to different commitments, signing up to international agreements, are not really being put into place yet. Explaining why the US is ranked 18th on the corruption index, Haywood says, what we see happening in the US is the growing awareness of the influence of money in politics, of the capacity of powerful interests to influence politics through campaign donations, through supporting different types of political advertising through lobbying. So, there's growing awareness about the influence and the negative effect that this has on politics and through that on the lives of everyday people, so this is definitely one of the reasons of concern in the US right now. The index also shows that one journalist is killed every week in a highly corrupt country. One of the issues Haywood's organization is looking at across the board is the link between growing corruption or growing perceptions of corruption is the lack of civil liberties, the lack of a free press. We see this in several countries around the world where there's been a backslide because free press and free media are essential to hold governments to account. And without journalists asking questions and looking at data and informing the public about what governments are doing on their behalf, it's very difficult to get control of corruption. With regards to the Middle East, this is a region out of the 21 countries that we've covered, 19 are below the 50-point midscale, so well below other countries in other regions in the rankings. This is again linked to the capacity of elites and powerful interests to take decisions which are not in the interest of the general population. And at the same time, crackdown or lack of freedom for the press, for civil society to actually ask questions of those in power. So, when you look at those two things combined, it's not surprising the perceptions of public corruption in the region have not improved at all and in some cases, have actually gone backwards, says Haywood. Touching on the effect of the Panama Papers and the Paradise Papers, for us, the Panama Papers and the Paradise Papers were actually really positive developments because it showed the power of the media and large data to illustrate at a very high scale what is going on and how corruption is actually working. It is no longer something that is seen as abstract or people are powerless to do something about this. There have been hundreds of investigations that came out of the Panama Papers and people who are on trial right now, so again, thanks to the power of the media, and the power of civil society, we're seeing how this could actually help turn the tide. We really hope journalists will continue to do their jobs, and be allowed to do their jobs, and to work with the data that's becoming increasingly available to hold governments and the powerful to account. Also on this episode of Counting the Cost, Venezuela-Colombia border, the number of Venezuelans escaping economic hardship to neighboring Colombia keeps rising, despite tighter border controls. Alessandro Rampietti reports from Cúcuta, on the Colombia-Venezuela border. Venezuela's cryptocurrency, the Petro, this week, Venezuela became the first ever government in history to launch its own cryptocurrency called the Petro. Its price is tied to the country's oil reserves. Yet at this stage, it's still very unclear what technology or exchange will be used or how it will be managed. With $150 billion in external debt, quadruple-digit inflation and shortages of everything from food to medicine, Venezuela's economy is in meltdown. President Nicolas Maduro hopes it will help the nearly bankrupt country sidestep economic sanctions and increase imports of vitally needed goods. Andres Abadía, senior international economist from Pantheon Macroeconomics, offers his take. Energy Dynamics, this week, an Israeli energy company announced a $15 billion deal to export natural gas to Egypt. Cyprus, too, said it was nearing a supply agreement. So what's this all about? Egypt, once it becomes self-sufficient in gas, wants to transform itself into an energy export hub on Europe's doorstep. Israel, too, wants to transform itself into a gas exporter. But this is a region rife with political uncertainty. Artificial intelligence, 26 of the world's leading experts in emerging technologies are warning of the dangers of artificial intelligence. They say cybercrime will grow and drones will be misused during the next decade, as Emma Hayward reports from Cambridge, UK. South Africa's economic challenge, South Africa's new president Cyril Ramaphosa says tough measures are necessary to repair the economy. And his first budget published this week contains some unpopular changes. Value-added tax will go up to 15% for the first time in more than 20 years, reports Famita Miller from Johannesburg. John Ashbourne, Africa economist at Capital Economics, gives us his take. Laos Dam, the first dam on the lower Mekong River in Southeast Asia, may start generating electricity earlier than expected. The controversial Don Sahong Dam is in Laos and the communist government says it needs the project to improve the country's economy. But many who rely on the river say not enough research has been done on the environmental impact. Wayne Hay reports from Kong District in southern Laos. Source, Al Jazeera News, at gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference peacebuilding website headquarters school in San Bernardino, http://awesomekramobonplayroom.school/basichumanids/open today until 6 p.m. call 720-446-7044 updates website, https://posted on January 21, 2018 view all this is the main web admin headquarters. Site advisor, domain, gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, info image, site advisor cleared safe to browse, category, education/reference community peace building address 01, with worlds of Pope Francis address to United States Congress September 2015 spiral heart hashtag Alives Matter, Q rimage, this is community peace building address number 06 and number 06A introducting #macta.pond, artificial intelligence wisdom wise social actor / morality agency, Basichumanids main information index page http://community.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference. Main peace building index page http://community.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /quality over quantity/seeking quality trust building network ASSOC members, it's about stating your real intentions and following through with those intentions with no hidden agendas. http://wordstallabi.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /words%20%20%20live%20by.htm art thou dejected. Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anon the province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 12, http://community.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /persuasive technology/cpage, persuasive technology expanded index page creamages http://community.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /computing and moral responsibility/http://community.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /information privacy and cyberspace transactions/. If you would like to donate contributions to this mission work here, please use this link, PayPal pool, #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, community trust network associates listed on, http://mema.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /%23chromobone-the-good/https://paypal.me/pools/c/adhltd48gq map showing business location. Address 3260 Grande Vista Avenue, San Bernardino, CA 92405 USA. Get directions. Contact 720-446-7044. Business hours Monday 11 a.m. 6 p.m. Tuesday 11 a.m. 6 p.m. Wednesday 11 a.m. 6 p.m. Thursday. 11 a.m. 6 p.m. Friday 11 a.m. 6 p.m. Saturday 9:30 a.m. 4:30 p.m. Sunday closed. Forwarded message from mail delivery subsystem date Sunday March 4, 2018 at 9:35 p.m. Subject delivery status notification failure to realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history at gmail.com error icon message not delivered. There was a problem delivering your message to sgraves@wp.sbcounty.gov. See the technical details below. Learn more. The response was the recipient server did not accept our requests to connect. Learn more at https://support.google.com/mail/answer/7720wp.sbcounty.gov170.164.60.48 generic failed underscore precondition connect error 0 error ref emails that were sent via this method because email addressing was denied my access due to policy at Phoenix Community Counseling Services against all clients use. This policy must be changed so that is IT not discriminating in nature as IT currently stands. http://stephen-graves.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag patapo/webdomains/wp.sbcounty.gov/index/webdomains/wp.sbcounty.gov parent directory /e-mail/final-recipient rfc822@sgraves@wp.sbcounty.gov action failed status 4.4.1 diagnostic code smtp the recipient server did not accept our requests to connect. Learn more at https://support.google.com/mail/answer/7720wp.sbcounty.gov170.164.60.48 generic failed underscore precondition connect error 0 error last attempt date Sunday the 4th of March 2018 21 hours 35 minutes and 13 seconds 0800 PST forwarded message from realuphuman.net to #jonathan.arellano-jackson #chromobone-the.good one bad makes all look bad warning against deception and hypocrisy. Stephen at Realuphuman at Grew Up Graves Therapist San Bernardino County Phoenix Community Counseling CC Terry #chromobone-the.bad-clinkheart. Rachel #chromobone-l-griffin-bcc date Thursday the 1st of March 2018 19 hours 48 minutes and 23 seconds 0800 subject Transparency International How Corrupt Is Your Country? On scale 0-100 where 0 equals most corrupt United States of America ranks 18. I want to change my United States citizenry to develop my technology as a fair and equitable country like New Zealand score 89. View in browser with video link, https://program/counting-the-costs/2018/02/corrupt-country-18024103629596.html How corrupt is your country? A look into Transparency International's latest report on corruption around the world. The 25th of February 2018 6:14 Greenwich Mean Time Business and Economy Corruption United States Panama Papers Middle East Despite efforts to tackle corruption around the world progress is still frustratingly slow according to the latest report from Transparency International. Its annual Corruption Perception Index reveals some alarming trends. It shows public service corruption is still a huge problem for two-thirds of the world's economies. The report uses a scale of 0 to 100 to rank countries. 0 is highly corrupt and 100 is very clean. Syria, South Sudan and Somalia rank lowest with scores of 14, 12 and 9 respectively. New Zealand comes out on top but with a score of 89. The best performing region is Western Europe with an average score of 66, while the worst performing regions are Sub-Saharan Africa and Eastern Europe and Central Asia. What we see happening in the US is the growing awareness of the influence of money in politics, of the capacity of powerful interests to influence politics through campaign donations. Through lobbying. So there's growing awareness about the influence and the negative effect that this has on politics and through that on the lives of everyday people, so this is definitely one of the reasons of concern in the US right now. Max Haywood, money laundering expert, Transparency International. Max Haywood, a money laundering expert at Transparency International, says the index we published shows that out of 180 countries around the world, two-thirds of them are below the midpoint of the scale, so scoring below 50 points. This means that they have severe to quite considerable corruption risks in these countries. What this means is that the promises the governments have been making in the last years, signing up to different commitments, signing up to international agreements, are not really being put into place yet. Explaining why the US is ranked 18th on the corruption index, Haywood says, what we see happening in the US is the growing awareness of the influence of money in politics, of the capacity of powerful interests to influence politics through campaign donations, through supporting different types of political advertising through lobbying. So, there's growing awareness about the influence and the negative effect that this has on politics and through that on the lives of everyday people, so this is definitely one of the reasons of concern in the US right now. The index also shows that one journalist is killed every week in a highly corrupt country. One of the issues Haywood's organization is looking at across the board is the link between growing corruption or growing perceptions of corruption is the lack of civil liberties, the lack of a free press. We see this in several countries around the world where there's been a backslide because free press and free media are essential to hold governments to account. And without journalists asking questions and looking at data and informing the public about what governments are doing on their behalf, message truncated.